Hey guys, welcome back to Updated AF Collective, the podcast. I am your host, Megan Worth. Today's episode is a good one. You're going to want to grab a cup of coffee and a notepad, sit down and listen to this episode maybe one or two, three times because it is full of really good information. Have you ever wondered what it takes or what you would need to do to become a travel agent to start your own travel business? I found a woman named Cindy Saroy. And let me tell you, she's been doing this for a while. She's also still in the military. She's a freaking mom of four girls. She's a married woman. She also has like other things going on in her life. She puts on amazing retreats for women. Everything that she does, she just goes all in with. And I had to have her on the podcast because she is so knowledgeable that I, at the end of the episode, after interviewing with her, I had to sign up because I want to travel. And even if you've never wanted to be a travel agent, but you want to travel and you want to do it on a budget, oh my gosh, I've like discovered a whole new world. And I definitely signed up to become a travel agent with her because one, me and my daughter, we love to travel. And two, we can do it while making money. And three, I can help my friends book flights, hotels, international stuff, all of the things. And she just breaks it down for us. Cindy will let you know, like literally like step by step, how to start your own travel business and the coaching and the training that comes along with it. She is one of those women, you guys, that like, if this is something that you want to do, and it doesn't, she says that she can help you in multiple different countries. If this is something that you guys have always wanted to do, listen to the episode a couple times, maybe send her a DM, ask her to get on a Zoom call with you because she will. She's also a consultant. So if you are interested in becoming a travel agent, she will help set you up and set up your business. Also, she's a great coach. Get on a Zoom call with her, have that discussion, and see if it works for you. Again, like you can make money while traveling. If that is your lifestyle, if you are already booking your trips on Expedia or Travelocity and stuff like that, I mean, you're already doing it. You're already doing the work, but you're not getting paid. Yes, like she goes and she travels the world and makes money. She makes her own commission. So like, I know it sounds too good to be true, but that's why her and I had like a really personal call after. And I was like, sign me up. Where do I sign? So like I said, go grab a cup of coffee, sit down with a notebook, listen to this episode a couple times because it's going to blow your freaking mind, guys. Welcome back to the episode, or welcome back to the show. As you can tell, I'm super excited. Cindy's amazing, and sit back and enjoy. Welcome to the Updated AF Collective podcast, where we celebrate the power and resilience of women. Join me as we dive into inspiring stories, engage in meaningful conversations, and explore topics that empower women from all walks of life. I believe that every woman has a unique strength within her, waiting to be unleashed. Whether you're an entrepreneur, a leader, a creative, a caregiver, or simply on your own personal journey, this podcast is for you. Together, we'll share stories of triumph, discuss strategies for success, and provide a supportive space for women to connect and grow. Get ready for real, authentic conversations that ignite your inner strength and inspire you to chase after your dreams fearlessly. Welcome to the Updated AF Collective. Hey guys, welcome back to the show. Today I have another really special guest. She's another one of my friends. I recently just met her a couple weeks ago, and since then I have loved her even more because we went to a brunch the other day and I really, really got to know her. So I'm so excited to have her on. Her name is Cindy Saroy, and I had to have her on because I feel like we now live in an era where everybody is traveling or everybody wants to travel, and she just happens to be a travel agent. And if you've ever wondered how to get into that career field, I'm going to let Cindy explain it to you. She's amazing. And Just like all my guests on the show, of course, at the end, I will link all of her social media, her email, everything at the end. So if you want to reach out and connect with her, you have that opportunity. Cindy, welcome to Updated AF. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you so much, Megan. You are amazing. I appreciate you asking me to be on the show, and I appreciate the passion that you have for promoting, supporting, and, you know, just really highlighting mm-hmm. women in business. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much for being on. And I feel like you're the same type of woman. You're a hype woman. And we'll get into all of the things that you do. You're not just a travel agent, but you do other things with women. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, well, great. I am originally from Denton, Texas. I am the oldest of five children. I eventually matriculated through Texas State University in San Marcos, Texas, and that is where I commissioned through the ROTC program and became an officer in the Air Force. I have had an amazing career, started off regular Air Force, then transitioned into the Air Force Reserve and the Air National Guard. And for the last 20 plus years, I've been navigating between a military and federal civilian career because the Department of Defense allows me mm-hmm. to do that. So just having a great time. I'm the mother of four girls, ages 19 to 6, and they keep me very, very busy.
very busy. A lot of kids.
Yeah.
A lot of women in your household.
A lot of estrogen in my household, Megan. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Wife to an amazing husband, Aaron Steroy. He is my support, my backbone, my best friend. So definitely blessed to be married to that amazing man. And really, I'm just very involved in my community. I do own a travel business where we help people, of course, travel, but also for those who are looking for something beyond travel, we help them establish long-term, sustainable, residual income. And I'm just excited to be able to navigate in the travel space, it being the number one industry in the world and near and dear to my heart. So yeah, that's just a little bit about me just to start. So thank you so much for that.
Yes, of course. Sorry, I didn't mean to say travel agency. So travel business. Is there a difference? Like, or explain the difference for any woman out there that's thinking, oh my gosh, I can see myself owning a travel business and helping families like live their best life. Like, what the heck is the difference? Because I'm like five. I don't know anything about the travel world. What's the difference?
You're so funny. The biggest difference, or I'd say the biggest enhancement, is that not only do I book vacations, but I show others how to book their vacations and then reap the commission that's built into that travel transaction. One thing my husband and I did not know 4 years ago before we started this business is that there is a travel transaction built, or a travel commission built into every travel transaction. And so over time, what has happened with the advent of dial-up and Wi-Fi is that these digital travel agents have nudged us to book our own travel while they keep the commission. Well, what I do is introduce people to a world where, hey, you're still booking your own travel, but now the commission is coming to you versus to someone else. So, which is a game changer, you know, in this day and age when, you know, moms and dads are looking for additional income, where, you know, just around the pandemic timeframe, they said that basically, you know, if each household had had at least an additional $500 coming into their household during that timeframe, there wouldn't have been any bankruptcy declarations or people having to, you know, look for work or go without. So one of the passions my husband and I have is helping people bring additional income into their household, not just linear income, but residual income, because, you know, Megan, we have residual bills, right? They come every month like clockwork. So why shouldn't our income match that same schedule? And that is the difference between, you know, just the booking of travel versus having what I call a travel brokerage. So they're able to help families, but also help them bring income into their household beyond just the sale.
Is that when you decided to get into the travel business? Was it during 2020, during the COVID time?
100%. So interestingly enough, Megan, we actually were introduced to this travel business opportunity right before the clock struck 2020. So it was December of 2019, around the 31st, we got started. And then, you know, of course, travel is something everyone is excited about. And we did very well in terms of booking travel, helping other families book their travel, helping other families establish their travel businesses. And then the pandemic hit like hard and heavy around the 22nd of March, 2020. And I remember it like it was yesterday. I mean, the world shut down. And not just travel, but obviously other industries shut down. And we were just kind of like, okay, what do we do now? You know? And but one thing happened during that time frame that was really impactful is that we received a check that said, you have a commission waiting for you. And we, my husband and I looked at each other and we're like, oh my God, we had sort of completely forgot we had a residual income side of the business. So through our seed planting of helping other families start their travel business, the company compensated us for doing that, you know, and that was great because even through the pandemic, we continued to receive those commission checks. It did not miss. It's so amazing, right? Even though travel wasn't happening because we'd helped other families start their travel businesses, the company was continuing to compensate us. And so that is really the power of that residual income. And when we really discovered, my God, you know, whether people are interested in having residual income or not, we've got to definitely tell people about it, right? Because that gives folks the opportunity to choose what they would like to do.
During the COVID times when everything was shutting down, versus your business right now, what's the difference? Was it a good enough money to carry you through COVID and stuff like that for you and your family versus, was it hit hard versus right now where I'm sure it's a completely different pay scale?
No, great question. So during that time frame, so mind you, we're still, you know, I'm in the military, I'm an Air Force officer, and my husband is a contractor with the Department of Defense. So we had our other income coming in. But I will tell you that having the residual income component, because we had been successful, in just a few 3 to 4 short months before the pandemic hit, to be able to establish enough residual income to take care of our mortgage. So what's beautiful about residual income is you can build it over time. Mm-hmm. And if you have a bill, let's say it's your Netflix bill, or let's say it's your car payment, right? You can start building that residual income, your hustle on the side, that's going to take that bill off the table completely. And so again, that is our goal. Whenever we come into business and we have business partners that are like, hey, I want to get into the travel space, the first thing I say is, well, you know, do you want to do this in order to save or make money? And normally the answer is both. And so if it is, we show them how to work both sides of the business, the travel agency and the travel brokerage, where they can share the opportunity with other people that they know. Because people are going to book travel with or without us, right? It's not a product that you have to convince people to sell or convince people to buy. They're already doing it. Yes. It's just a matter of getting in front of the travel transaction and saying, hey, Megan, you know, I heard you were going to the Maldives. I own my own travel agency. If you need help with that, I'd love to help you. Let me know. And leave it at that.
That's crazy. That's so, if you wanted that opportunity to do this full time, it's there, right?
Yes.
Or if you, like you said, if you just wanted that passive income, you could do either or. You could run your business 40 hours a week and make that a full-time career or even a part-time. That's actually like mind-blowing. And how would somebody, if somebody right now is listening to this and they're like, I want to do this, like, what is step number one? What do you have to do? Is there a class or a course you have to take? And then also, question number two, we'll get into that a little bit later, is how do you find these incredible deals? So first, how does somebody get into this?
Absolutely. No, great question. So it's really through someone like me, right? I'm a marketing rep for the business or the residual income side of the business. So if you were to say, hey, Cindy, I'm really interested in becoming a travel agent, I'd say, great. You know, it takes 15 minutes to get started. What's great is that when you come, when we partner in business, Megan, what happens at that point is you are now under a host agency. There's a lot of different business models out there, but with the one that Erin and I have the pleasure of being a part of, we have a host agency that has their credentials. They have the liability. They absorb the liability as long as you're practicing in a safe, moral, ethical way, covered. And they have the awards, they have the platform and the back office, and they have the relationships with the travel suppliers and vendors that are all over the world. So what this is what we call a turnkey business. You can literally plug and play. And I love that because Erin and I didn't have to come into this space and establish an LLC or look for a building, a brick and mortar building, or establish, you know, stuff from ground zero. We literally are starting at 100%. And I love that because you're really set up for success. So there's no certifications that you need to get. There is some training, of course, when you come in so that you get, you're more knowledgeable about the business that you just came into. But I love it because our host agency has all the certifications and credentials and we operate under the host agency. So that's how that works. And then the deals that you're talking about, well, it's so great because as a travel professional, you have access to all the sales, the deals, the planes, automobiles, ships, but we don't own any of it, right? So we are the connector. Our vendors offer the deals, whether it's Carnival offering, you know, certain summer deals or Ryu all-inclusive resorts offering, hey, kids stay free. So we leverage the sales that our vendors and travel suppliers put out there. And we market those to consumers who then say, hey, I want to take advantage of that. And then we help them get connected to the vendor and they go on their dream vacation from there. So
yes, that's crazy. That's like incredible. So they are just reaching out to you said like your host, right? So and they're saying, hey, we have all these deals, like different people, and then they're pushing them out to you guys for you to advertise. So does that mean if somebody wanted to start this type of business, do you have a website? How are you reaching out to people? How are you finding clients that are interested in these vacations? What do you do as a businesswoman to make sure that you're staying successful and finding these families?
No, great question. So one of the main things, of course, is my lifestyle, right? I'm a busy mom. And so whenever we vacation, whenever we go somewhere, whether it's a quick trip to Houston, whether it's, you know, an overseas trip to Italy, I'm posting on social media.
I know. I see you all the time and I get super jealous. You and your husband, first off, you guys are an insanely beautiful couple. And so, and I mean, that's how I remember seeing you guys on Facebook, like, but you advertise, hey, like, I'm over here. I'm on a cruise. I think at one point you were in Hawaii. I don't know. Maybe I just like assume because it looked very tropical, but like, is so that's one way is like advertising. So as a travel, a business person, you're also traveling. So you're reaping the benefits of travel with a discount. So just advertising yourself.
100%. You hit it. And what's so funny is, Megan, it just boggles my mind how before the travel business, we were doing pretty much the same thing. We were traveling, we were gone, we were doing it, but we were paying full price and we were advertising, right? We're bringing people to those travel vendors and not reaping anything from it. And people do that every day. And so I always tell my friends, hey, you're a travel agent. You're just not getting paid. Come on. You know, get on the money-making side of this industry because there's a lot of money to be made, even if you are just benefiting from your own travel, right?
Oh my gosh. So you get that commission if you utilize one of those vendors and you take your family, say, to Italy and you stay at the hotel, you know, that vendor was like, hey, we'll give you commission and a discount. Are you getting that commission because you yourself just booked it?
That's correct. So basically, the way it works is, again, that travel transaction is built in. So say, for instance, you're a Marriott lover. I love Marriott. So, yeah. And wherever you go in the world, you're like, okay, I'm going to stay at the Ritz-Carlton. I'm going to stay at the Courtyard. I'm going to stay at, you know, one of their boutique hotels, because they have hundreds of different types of hotels. Well, you already are earning your Marriott rewards for mm-hmm. staying there. But on top of that, as a travel professional, like when I travel, I'm doing one or the other. I'm either earning a commission off a commissionable rate, because the rates that you all see out there on Expedia or any of those other digital travel agents, those are all commissionable rates. You're just not earning it. They are.
I was just going to say that. I never thought about it. Expedia and Travelocity. Oh my gosh, they're the ones that are getting the commission. I never thought about that.
And you're doing all the work, girl. Come on. Yeah, it's a diabolical. And it's interesting, just to finish the point. So I'm either earning a commission or I am taking advantage of the travel agent discount. And no one gets better discounts than travel agents. Now, you know, obviously our motivation when Aaron and I got into the business was to travel smarter, because we have four girls. You know, number one, we have a lot of estrogen in the house. Number two, my girls are a bit spoiled, admittedly, because we have taken them all over the world. Mm-hmm. And so there's that expectation that, oh, we're going to stay here. And are we sharing a room with you? So a lot of times, because there's so many of us, my big girls, my teenagers will have their own room. And, you know, me, daddy, and the six-year-old will have our own room. But if we get a vacation rental, I get the commission from that transaction as well. So it just was a smarter way to travel. It just made sense. And so with that, we just want to make sure that other people know about it, right? If folks want to pay full price, great. If folks don't want to benefit from their personal travel or help other people book travel, that's great too. But I don't want anyone to ever come to me and say, you know what, Cindy, you're a travel professional, but you never told me that I could also do what you do. I don't ever want to have that conversation. So
that's my gosh. Yeah. That's crazy. Okay. So by advertising yourself on social media, you and your family going on all these like beautiful, luxurious trips and stuff like that. So do you find that people are just reaching out to you and saying, hey, like, I want to go here. I want to stay at A, B, and C. I want to do this. I want to do that. And you just say, okay. And you take those lists of criteria, you plug it all into, you know, your computer or whatever you do, I guess. And then how do you plan their vacation? I guess what I'm trying to say, from like where they sleep, if they need a rental car, if they want to go on tours and wherever, do you do all of those things for them? Make a complete itinerary.
Oh, 100%. So we basically, we are the full spectrum, right? Storybook mm-hmm. Vacations is our company. So what we basically do is, it depends on the customer. Some customers come to us and they want, like what you just said, a curated trip.
Yeah.
From start to finish. We absolutely take care of that. But then we have some customers that are like, look, I've already been to Aruba. I know where I want to go. I know where I want to stay. I'm just too busy. Can you book this for me? So we take their preferences. We book it for them, and then we may add on some excursions or take care of their friends and family, depending on what the nature of the trip is. When Aaron and I started in the travel space, we really were niched. We had a niche in the bridal industry. So wedding,
honeymoon,
sometimes divorce moons, you know, because people celebrate all sorts of life-changing events, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, and this is a judge-free zone, right? So, yeah. So we just want to make sure we take care of people and that they're having a great time. So yes, we do full service. We do partial service. We show people how to book their own and benefit from their own. We really are the full spectrum.
Oh my gosh. And I love the name of your travel business, the Storybook Vacations. That is so freaking cute. Because I know, like, isn't it like a play on your guys' last name, Soroy?
It is. Yeah. It is. People say story, Cindy story all the time, but it's Deroy. And a lot of times I don't correct people because it does look like story. And so when we started brainstorming about, you know, where we wanted to take the business, Storybook Vacations was born.
I love it. It's so freaking cute. And so I know you guys have your like set name. Did you decide after you guys, you and your husband got a little bit, you know, more successful, a little bit busy, you're actually fully running a business now, did you decide to do an LLC? Is that an option? If somebody was like, you know what, I can see myself having this like an LLC, is that even an option if you wanted to actually make that a business versus something that you're completely under your host? Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Yes. We did eventually establish an LLC. So we are Storybook Vacations LLC. We did that after about 18 months in the business.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Well, we figured because again, travel, I have to remember, we started kind of really near the pandemic, but then even before we got out of the pandemic, I mean, I think we got out of the pandemic completely, maybe around circa 21, 22, but people were still traveling, Megan, right? And so we get into this thing where by summer of 2020, people are secretly traveling. They don't want to be judged, right? They're not posting on social media, but they're in Jamaica. They're in Mexico, right? And that's because Mexico and Jamaica had the best COVID protocols on the face of this earth. And so you had to be COVID-free to go to Jamaica and Mexico. So we had customers contacting us, right? Going at least to the all-inclusive resorts because the ships were not open. The ships took a while to open. And absolutely. As far as the LLC is concerned, we always tell people to wait about a year, see how you do in the business. Because again, some people are just coming in to book their own travel because we don't have any quotas in the business. Mm-hmm. There's no requirement to book for other people in order to make the commission. You make the commission from your own travel from day one. So that's important to know as well. Okay. And so because there are no quotas, now people end up booking for others by accident because like you, if you and your daughter end up traveling with family, it just makes sense for you to book it.
Okay. I love the fact that you can have the LLC because, you know, it kind of like reminds me a little bit of real estate. You have your host, your brokerage, and then you can expand from there depending on how far you want to take it. If you wanted to have that full-time business or if you wanted to just do something part-time or just travel and utilize your own discounts and collect that commission. It's one of those things like you and I are going to need to talk after this. And I'm not even like joking. Like we have to talk. Because like, this sounds amazing. So, I mean, is there you said a lot of pros, any cons at all?
I will tell you in the four, almost 5 years we've been doing this, none. I mean, I know when we talk to people about the business and they're asking questions, they're like, oh my God, this sounds too good to be true. But I'll tell you on top of that, Megan, not only does the company have a 30-day money back guarantee, but they have a 12-month unique profit guarantee, which simply says, test drive this business for about a year. If you've not made or saved equivalent to the overhead, because there's an overhead for every business. If you've not saved or made equivalent to the overhead per month by the end of the year, they will reimburse you the difference and make you whole. So what that equals out to is risk-free.
Yeah. Risk-free. So right? even if you're utilizing it for your own, if you are one of those people that like to travel, like you're constantly traveling, especially if you have a huge family, you could benefit just by being involved with this company and making money back. Like that's crazy. And then when you have your friends contacting you, say, hey, can you find me some good deals here? Can you book my vacation for that? It's like like you said, everybody travels. And whether you're doing it for yourself, you know, like that's why you and I need to talk about this.
It's incredible. Like
so amazing. Yes. I mean, you and your husband, you guys just went all in on this. And I'm assuming you guys did it together and have come out the other side and just swear by it, right? Anybody Absolutely. Can do this.
Anybody. You're already doing it. Let me just say this. Okay. People get nervous. And I'm like, look, we are not teaching you how to book travel. You as an adult, you've been booking your own travel for 20, 30, 40 years, right? We are simply going to show you how to leverage the travel industry to get the commission that is built in. Because that's how the travel industry works. Every time a car is rented, every time a hotel is booked.
Oh my God, somebody's making money.
So why not you? Why not you, Megan? Yeah. Right? I mean, yeah. So I love it. And here's the deal. This you know, this opportunity has been around for a long time. There are people who are secret travel agents who are already doing this that simply don't share with people because, you know, we get a little weird sometimes when it comes to sharing business. But I'm like, you know what? If we as mommies are out there making Target, Walmart, you know, and all these restaurants and hairstylists and, you know, all these other businesses rich, it's just a referral based system. It's saying, hey, girl, guess what? Yeah, I can book that trip for you and I'll do it. But let me show you something just in case you'd be interested in reaping the commission yourself. If not, I will absolutely book that trip for you. So that is how easy it is. Yeah.
That's amazing. So if you bring people onto your business, is it considered part? So like in real estate, if we bring people into our brokerage, they're part of our downline. And although no money gets taken out of their commission, the brokerage pays us a little extra for bringing people onto the brokerage. Mm-hmm. Is there any benefits to bringing people, like say if I joined and I was like, girl, I want to do what you're doing. Show me your ways. Like what do you get out of that? And then so like, I guess there's benefits of like bringing people on and referrals, right?
Right. So exactly what you said, right? Even Amazon has a referral program.
I know.
So, I mean, it's the way to do business, right? This is what Harvard Business School is saying, is that our traditional ways of doing business are no longer. It's really those businesses that are referral based and are going to pay you to share the opportunity. That's where business is going. So case in point, to your question, the bottom line is that we do not have commercials or billboards.
Mm-hmm.
So what is the number one form of advertising?
Word of mouth and social media.
Number one, but social media has definitely come into play over the last 20 years, but word of mouth is still the number one way to let people know about something amazing. So if I come to you and I say, oh my God, Megan, oh, I have the best massage. Mm-hmm. I need you to check this girl out. She took care of my feet. She took care of my back. She got the cricks out of my neck, right? That's how we as women do business. And especially as moms, we are referring people all day long. Yes. I challenge your listeners to count every time they refer a friend, a family member, a coworker to a business. Mm-hmm. Oh, you got to go here. Oh my God, I had the best tacos over here. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. But we don't imagine if every time you told someone about a sale at Target, Megan, you got a $50 check.
Yeah. You'd be more inclined to do it.
Come on.
You're right. Women are referring other women, like their friends, like to all these different people, like you said, like massage, estheticians, manicurists. I think I
eyelashes
or every single freaking thing. We are constantly referring each other to different services. But yeah, like you said, without getting that commission. So, oh my gosh, like this just like, this is why I wanted to have you on, because I know you're going to inspire so many other women. There's going to be, even if you're a stay-at-home mom and you're looking for something extra to do, and you just want something to do while the kids are sleeping or they're at daycare or whatever, I can see this being such a good tool for them to start their own, you know, they can completely do this from home, to start their own business from home and become a travel agent. When I was a stay-at-home mom, I took two years off from the police department. And I wasn't really doing anything. I was actually bored out of my mind, which wasn't a good thing, because you put boredom on top of postpartum depression, it's a bad, bad mix. When you feel like you're going through your freaking day, not having a purpose, you're just this, you know, freaking milk making machine for your baby. Like, I'm not doing anything with my life. I honestly feel like I could have benefited from this. I wasn't doing anything. I was living in Japan. And yeah, I had my computer, I had my laptop. I feel like this is something that definitely could have helped me kind of break the monotony of my day, you know, feeling like I had some sort of purpose. I was serving people, which is what I really wanted to do.
100%. And to your point, so I remember, you know, Aaron and I are together now, but we are both divorcees, right, from other relationships that came together into a blended family situation. And so, and of course, our six-year-old is the daughter that we have together. And it, we've been blessed, right? You know, our daughters live with us all the time. And so we don't use the term stepdaughter or anything like that.
Yeah. They're your babies.
Yeah. They're my babies. They're my babies. So, but in that same breath, I remember my days as a single mom. And so, yes, I remember having been recently assigned to Alaska. It was a great assignment, but I went there with then my three-year-old, soon to be four-year-old. And, you know, even though I was working for the government as a single mom living in Alaska, I needed a side hustle. I would have loved this business. I didn't have this business at that time. That was a different lifetime. But the thing is that this being an e-commerce business, I can be anywhere in the world. I can be on vacation in Jamaica, and I've done that. I can be on vacation in Mexico, and I've done that. And I can conduct business. I can help my business partners with phone calls, with emails, with, you know, whatever it is they need while I'm on the beach, taking pictures, posting to social media. I mean, that is the way, you know, we're not confined to a desk anymore. And as Aaron and I move toward transitioning from the Department of Defense and retiring eventually, this is our plan A, because we want to be able to help as many people as possible. And we certainly would love to do that wherever we are in the world. So yeah, no, great insight that you have in the fact that you can be anywhere. You can do this from home. You can do this on vacation. You can do this on the go. So,
you know, you mentioned, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but you, it's crazy because like you mentioned when you were still in the military, you said the when you were a single mom, you were still active duty, right? In Alaska, or was that your DOD job?
It was my DOD job.
Oh, okay. So, you know, what's crazy is like, I can see a lot of people, even if they are active duty, doing this on the side. I can, you know, it's one of those things, like, I kind of wish that, again, like this was a tool that I could utilize, especially being a single mom. I was a single mom in law enforcement, and having, of course, like my ex-husband's not involved at all. So having something on the side definitely would have helped me out a lot, because, you know, you don't make a lot of money, I feel like, in the service industry, whether you're in the military or in law enforcement. I feel like, yeah, it's base pay, it's salary, you know, sometimes. And it's crazy, because this probably would have like helped a lot of my problems back then.
Yeah, better late than never. But no, I'm with you. And for all the moms on the line, single or married, you know, again, this is another way to not disrupt your life, right? Because we have people out there driving Lyfts, driving Ubers, you know, taking part-time jobs outside the home. And it's like, no, number one, you want a home-based business, because what I love about this business as well is not only can I not only have I put my family in a position where we can write off our trips, that's a whole nother conversation. I'm not a tax expert, so that's the disclaimer. But as someone who's been in this industry for 4.5 years, I will tell you that in addition to reaping the commissions or taking advantage of the travel agent discounts, because it's either or, and writing off the trips, because now travel is my business, is a game changer. Yeah. It's a game changer. So
I mean, we do that in real estate too. Like, we write off our car payment because it's part of our business. And when you said that, a light bulb just went off in my head. I was like, it is part of your business. Part of your business is advertising and branding yourself. And girl, I feel like I need to go brand myself in Naples or Hawaii.
Come on, Megan.
My brand.
Yes.
In Mexico.
Come on, girl. Don't limit yourself to one place. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I love that. Oh my gosh. Like, I'm telling you, after this conversation today, I secretly wanted to have you on because like there was a part of me that has been looking into becoming a travel agent. And so I just randomly found you. And I know we had this conversation at brunch, but I do believe God puts people into our lives at the exact moment that we need them. And it was so funny because before I followed you on Facebook, and I was like, oh my gosh, like this woman's like drop dead gorgeous, and she's traveling the world. And I loved the name of your travel agency. And I was like, this is so freaking cute. Secretly, I was going to contact you because I was like, I want to travel more with my daughter. So I was like, I'm going to DM Cindy and I'm going to ask her like how I can do this. And I think, yeah, that was how we originally started talking. Cause I told you, I was like, I want to go to Italy. And you're like, let me know when you're ready to book it. I'm here for you when I'm ready. And I was telling my other girlfriend about you because she wants to go to Spain. I was like, I don't know who this girl is, but all I know is you got to go through Cindy, blah, blah, blah. So my other girlfriend, she was like, okay, good. Cause I don't know how to book a vacation. So I didn't even know you. And I was already telling people about you because your branding is working. You have this magnetic personality. And I think, again, like being around you at brunch the other day really showed like how magnetic of a person you are because of the group of women that you brought to that brunch that day. Quality powerhouse women. And it just goes to show like, I don't know, it just how amazing of a person you are. And I think because of that, your business is thriving because of who you personally are.
You are so, here you go, make me cry. Don't do that, Megan. Don't do that.
Like I said, I know God brought you into my life for a reason. And like I said, I was looking into becoming, you know, a travel agent before I even met you. And now that you're in my life, I was like, okay, now I need to look into this. So I secretly wanted you to have like come onto the podcast so I can be selfish and ask all the questions. But there's so many women because I have like two male listeners, and then there's like 90% of it's like women. And so I know there's going to be a lot of women with a lot of questions. Mm-hmm. And like I said in the beginning, I'm going to link your Facebook, I think you have Instagram and mm-hmm. all the things, because I want women to reach out to you and say, how can I start this? Now, if there's an international listener, because like I said, we're kind of like really big in the UK and Canada. Mm-hmm. Is that something that they can do? Can they become a travel agent with your help being in another country?
Yes, 100%. So, okay. So first of all, let me dial it back before I answer that question, Megan. It is I who am impressed with you, right? I have never seen someone who hustles the way you hustle and who has the passion and the drive you have, but it's still very humble. And very modest about, you know, the things that you've done. People don't know, look, you a trained killer. Look, that's a whole nother podcast, but I appreciate you so much for reaching out. And I'm so glad we've just stayed in touch. Yes. And look, we got to scratch that travel agent itch. So we'll talk mm-hmm. about that. But what I want you to know is that I just think it's very important, like you, to be very sincere and honest and authentic, right? I'm not, again, we're not marketing something that people don't already love and aren't already purchasing. But I think when our heart is in the right place to help people, people feel that in mm-hmm. their gut, in their core of who they are. And so for me, I just want folks to know that, hey, you can have additional income. You can travel smarter. And not only that, you can do that with the people that matter the most to you. And that's what I try to convey through my social media is, look, I'm out here trying to live my best life. It's not a perfect life, but hey, it's perfect for me. And
it's a pretty great one.
It's a pretty great one. mm-hmm. I cannot complain. I mean, everything we've been through, I thank God that things are the way they are. And I thank him for even the trials and tribulations.
Can somebody do this internationally from another country?
Yes, 100%. So I'll tell you, we're in 22 countries worldwide. The UK specifically has grown. We're almost about 12,000. And that's just over the last, you know, few years. And then we just came into Northern Ireland. So we just birthed two new directors in Ireland, maybe even more now. That one has just, so absolutely to your point, if you have ties to the UK, Ireland, of course, the continental United States, Jamaica, you know, we're in the islands as well. We're in Mexico. Canada is next. And actually it'll be Germany specifically, then Canada. So those announcements will be made later on this year. But what I would also do, what I will also offer, Megan, is that for your listeners, you know, let's definitely get together a targeted Zoom. I would love to be able to interface with any of your listeners who would love to ask their questions personally. And so we'll do that for Update AF because
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
Yeah, we'll definitely do that and host that because people are going to have all sorts of questions and yes. I want to make sure they get those answered. So yes, but
well, we will. The short that's answer amazing. Is yes. So thank you so much for even doing that. So what we can do is I will advertise it and we can come up with a date. Maybe we'll give everybody about 4 weeks and like you said, like maybe schedule a Zoom call. And if whoever wants to jump on a call on the Zoom call with as a group, we can schedule that. We can come up with a date and time or just reach out to Cindy directly. You guys, like she's one of the most nicest women you're ever going to meet. So if somebody just wanted to be like, hey, I just want to just get on a Zoom call with you personally, would you be able to accommodate that?
Yes, 100%.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay, I love that.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. And you guys don't be afraid to reach out. I reached out randomly to her and she was very, very helpful and super sweet. And like I said, like, I'm so excited that I met you because I can't wait to see like how you and I get to work with each other from here on out. Now you're also, so tell me a little bit more about, so you're also kind of like, not like a motivational speaker or what is something that you, cause I know we're doing the Puerto Rico thing. Do you want to talk about that? Is that something we can talk about here yes, on the podcast?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. Yes,
because I didn't know. I didn't want to bring it up because I was like, is it like a secret thing? Or tell me more about that.
Yes. So what Megan is talking about is I've asked her to come with me and a few other boss beauties to put on a women's retreat for September 2025. So listeners, please mark your calendar because we are going to be in Puerto Rico for fun, relaxation, respite, and really an opportunity for women specifically. Sorry, men, this is a women's retreat. really a time for you to fill your cup. You know, as women, we multitask. We're there for everyone. We're always in a position of giving, giving, giving. But this is really going to be an opportunity for women to come together in a beautiful tropical setting to receive and fill up. Mm-hmm. And the difference between this particular retreat and maybe others that folks have heard of, it is also a charitable fundraiser for St. Jude's. And so again, in pure womanly fashion, we are in a position where we are taking care of business and of self-care, but also raising funds to help terminally ill children and their families navigate through that process. So I'm super excited you said yes, Megan. I am pumped to work with you, but we definitely want folks to mark their calendars because the full marketing campaign will start in September of this year. We're just getting all our ducks in a row right now.
I'm going to have you back on because I know that women from all over are allowed to register and to come to the retreat, right? So I want to have you back on later when all of this comes out and it's being advertised, because if there's somebody listening that wants to attend the retreat, I would love for you to come back on the podcast and specifically talk about that, because I honestly do believe that there's a lot of good that comes out of women coming together collectively and, like you said, like filling each other's cups, and there's going to be speakers. And if you just need to get away to find some, you know, self-care, motivation, stuff like that. And also it's a charity for St. Jude. A lot of good comes out of like things like this when women come together.
Absolutely.
I do believe. So we're going to have you back on so we can specifically talk about that. You do so much good. And this is just another branch of your, you know, just of what you do. It's just another thing that you do. You give back in so many other ways.
Yeah, I really believe, and again, nothing again, you know, I always told my husband, it's not about, you know, being a feminist or whatever, but I truly believe that women are the foundation that is going to move the world forward. I truly believe that, and not excluding men, in concert with men, right? But at the same time as women, can you imagine, Megan, a world where a woman knows her worth? Mm-hmm. A woman does not doubt her abilities or her skill set, and a woman has the resources to not only take care of her family, but to engage with her community and in her mm-hmm. community actively without, you know, burnout, without all the things that come with that, you know how powerful this world would be? Oh my gosh, you know? And just like I tell my girls, you know, and I don't know what I was thinking as a girl, I used to pray for a house full of girls. I used to say, Lord, I want a house full of girls because I want to be able to play and have fun. And so, I mean, I don't regret that prayer, but I will tell you, God answers prayers and here I am. But
absolutely.
But being able to sow into my daughters and let them know that, you know what? It doesn't matter what it looks like. It doesn't matter how hard it is. You will come out on the other side. And not only that, you're going to inspire others to follow your lead. And so just like you've done for a lot of women, Macon, you know,
navigating
the Marines, you know, raising your daughter, being a hustler, having this podcast, so powerful. And so I'm just glad to know you and to be in partnership and friendship with you.
Same. I can't wait. Like I said, I can't wait to see like where we get to go with this and everything. And I definitely need to have you back on because we need to talk about the retreat. Okay. So like I said, I'm going to link your social media and stuff in the show notes, but real quick, how can we find you? Do you have a website? Do you have social media? Tell the listeners how we can find you.
Yeah. So Facebook and Instagram are the main ways you can find me. So Facebook, I am simply Storybook Vacations with an S on the end. You'll see it Storybook Vacations, toggle on people, and you'll see my likeness. You'll see my photo on there, and you'll see a background that says travel is my therapy. So you'll know it's me. Friend me, definitely friend request me. On Instagram, I'm simply storybookvacations.1. Is my handle, and you can definitely find me on IG. I have beautiful pictures out there, so you can kind of see I have a mix. It's not all necessarily business or travel related. I have a lot of pictures of our social events, boss women that I'm, you know, doing different projects with, my family. So I try to make my social media very personable so that you can feel like you know who I am, because it is a reflection of me. But yes, please reach out to me and DM me. I would love to be able to share some more information with you. And then let me know where we connected. If it's updated at AF, please, please make sure that you indicate it's updated AF or say that you're a friend of Megan's. And I got you.
Oh my gosh. You guys don't be afraid. Just DM her like I did. Don't be afraid. She's amazing. Oh my gosh. Even if you just want to book a travel, anything, you guys, anything. Like she will square you away. Yes. And she's a military veteran too. So you can trust her.
Yes.
She's one of the most detail oriented people you'll ever meet in your life. So, oh my gosh. Thank you so much, Cindy, for coming on here. You have no idea how much it means to me. And like I said, like, I'm going to edit a lot of it out, but you guys, my daughter has been in and out of this interview and Cindy has been so freaking flexible because she gets it. Like, but you guys won't hear that because it's getting edited. But yeah, luckily, thank God we have editing tools. But seriously, thank you for being so flexible with that today. And just even being on the podcast, I have a feeling that this is going to go and it's going to, I feel like it's either going to inspire a lot of women to get into something else that they're doing. Again, like this podcast is big on people who, well, specifically women who are just tired of their 9-to-5 jobs and want to look for something more, a different purpose. And I feel like this is going to help a lot of women. So thank you so, so much.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me on. And thank you to the listeners that are out there. And thank you for supporting Megan. She is truly a gem. I am just blessed to know you. Thank you.
Thank you, Cindy.